Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment on the Awakening with Katina Love and the segment on Inspiration Sunday. Today we're going to talk about the appreciation of love. It is September 11th, 2016. I am your host and your spiritual awakening mentor. The Awakening with Katina Love show is a ministry which was designed to be a platform for new thought leaders, spiritual healers, life coaches, empowerment mentors, new age mentors, wellness coaches, and the like to inspire and empower others to live their best life. It is a catalyst to enlightenment, self-help, empowerment, and self-reliance. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email at Katina, K-A-T-I-N-A, .love, L-O-V-E, at mail, M-A-I-L, .com. You can connect with me on Facebook and this show, The Awakening with Katina Love, on the Facebook page, The Awakening with Katina Love Ministries. Our special guest today is Mia Sine, and we're going to talk today about love, what that is. We're going to talk about how to love ourselves more, how to love others, embracing that, embracing oneness. And we're going to talk about the power of connection and breaking limiting beliefs. If you missed last week's show, we talked about love as well. We had some other things we opened up the show with. We encourage you to go back and listen to that show as well. And that show is called Love Alchemy. Mia, thank you so much for being a guest again on the show today. How are you?
Oh, hello, Katina. Thank you so much. I am very well today and very excited to be here. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Can we open this show with a quick 1 or 2 minute meditation just to set the tone?
Sure. So I love to breathe in different energies as I prepare myself to go into a meditation, and I generally guide people that same way. So let's begin. Relax. Keep your feet grounded on the floor, or at least feel your body underneath you if you're lying down, or your bum or your legs on the chair and your feet on the floor. Let's breathe in love together and push it down through our abdomen into our lower belly. And watch anything almost as a vision of a wave in our womb or our lower belly for you men. That's removing any stagnant, unwanted energy, and exhale slowly. And now another beautiful synonym for the divine is intelligence. And let's breathe in intelligence for this wonderful conversation this morning. Push it down through your abdomen to your lower belly. Watch it release anything unfamiliar with intelligence and exhale that slowly out of your beautiful body. Let's breathe in beauty. Divine beauty is so amazing. Push it down through your abdomen into your lower belly and exhale any energy that doesn't serve you. And with that, I'd just like to give gratitude to divine love, God, creator, source, however you describe your higher being. And also I'd like to thank my guides for joining us, because I do this whenever I come on air or before I meet with a new client or even an existing client, mm-hmm. so that divine love is speaking through me. And with that, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. And that's our beautiful little quick snap to of being centered.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I feel so at ease and so peaceful. Thank
Wonderful.
You so much.
Thank you.
Breathing in love, beauty, and intelligence. Wonderful. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know, can I talk on that for a moment?
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
Wonderful. When we breathe in these beautiful qualities, what it does is our body is sponges and it's absorbing everything. It's literally our psyche, our body, mind, and spirit is almost commanding us to be greater and bigger than who we truly are. So when we breathe in, so say you're exercising and you're feeling winded, when you breathe in vitality and grace and love, you move swifter, quicker, and you stay your course.
Yeah.
When you want to have confidence in public or someplace that you're not feeling confidence, breathe in your divine beauty, your love that everybody will see, and anything else that you feel that's connected that would empower you so that you can be the person you want to be. So literally breathing in these qualities, reminding us that we're calling forth these qualities on a cellular level in our body, really does help us to produce who we are in a nanosecond. And it's really beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much. That is so powerful and so important. So important.
Thank you.
We could do a show on meditation.
Exactly. There probably isn't a show I can't
sometime.
Do. I can talk on anything.
Yeah, so. Awesome. So last week we left on the subject of talking about love for ourselves and loving others. Did you want to go back and talk about that again?
Sure. The one thing that we're not taught growing up in this world is how to teach ourselves self-love, how to love ourselves, mm-hmm. how to be gentle. And as most of us are learning in this world that, you know, and some people are really surprised if they hear this for the first time, but the way, and as I spoke earlier, the way we speak to ourselves, what we allow our consciousness and our cellular level of our body to absorb is very important. So if we're mm-hmm. constantly in, you know, breathing in or talking kind to ourselves, that's really important. That connects us on an individual level to our self-love and to whom we truly are and to our higher being and our higher state. So it's really important to understand that we are magnificent beings. We have this beautiful body, that material aspect of humanity, and we have this mm-hmm. infinite spiritual soul, this essence that's within us. So together, we literally are creators. This is where the Trinity comes in. This is the body, mind, and spirit, body, mind, and soul. Together, they move in grace, and that makes us literally creators and makes us, I don't want to say mini gods, but literally it makes us divine.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
Absolutely. Which is that higher self part of us, that spirit
yes.
part of us. And it's
it
so
is.
Important because I'm a big promoter of love, self-love myself, love for myself as well as others. And what I find is the more I love myself, the more that I can love others. And the more
yes.
I influence others to love themselves. Because we can't give from an empty cup, right? We cannot give what we do not have.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Go ahead.
It's truly amazing because we're not taught, this is also another thing, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because we're not taught to fill our cup, so to speak. We're taught that as adults in this modern age of today, but we weren't taught that as children. Can you imagine how magnificent the new world would be when we teach our children how to fill their own cup up, how to be grounded?
Yes.
Actually, ancient civilizations taught their young ones, such as I know American Indians did. They taught grounding
mm-hmm.
and they taught protection. And they taught, you know, at very young ages, from like 4 to 6 with the boys and, of course, with the males. And, of course, the females were watching and practicing too. It really
mm-hmm.
is amazing when we teach our little ones what is really most important, you know, between the physical and the spiritual world, and how to be empowered and how to be balanced. And I, for one, just like you, can't wait until all of our society learns to produce this for our beautiful little offspring.
It's so important. And as you say that, I'm sitting here because I don't have any children of my own, but I have a nephew who's 8. And his name's little Michael. And I do everything within my power, and it's not something that I have to give effort because it just to have love within you, it's a beingness. It's just part of your being. So mm-hmm. I make sure that I model that love to him in front of him and show love mm-hmm. towards him and not criticize him or because, I mean, a lot of times parents, I see it, how they criticize their children or don't do that way or don't do that or try to control what they do and how they act and things like that. But I just allow. I practice allowing when I'm with him and to
That's
be
nice.
Gentle with him and to let him know that he's loved and to allow him to be himself and to make choices mm-hmm. that, you know, to give
That's
him that
really
freedom
beautiful.
To choose. You know, to mm-hmm. choose. I think as adults, we should be guiding the children, but not controlling them. And I think
right.
that's really huge and something that parents need to be mindful of.
Absolutely. I really agree with you on that. And remember, we have to be gentle with parents, too, because they are
mm-hmm.
Pretty much raised by their parents. And so as a result, they're still practicing,
mm-hmm.
unless they've discovered self-love or change, they're still practicing the old belief system. So we have to have
right,
compassion
right.
and love and gentleness to bring even parents along into teaching themselves and their children self-love. And that's an interesting
Absolutely.
Comment about, you know, teaching parents to be more loving and more gentle with themselves, you
mm-hmm.
know, in the whole
mm-hmm.
in the whole parenting process, because you remember what it was like to be raised. I remember what it was like to be raised. And for me, I also
mm-hmm.
know what it was like to raise my children. You know, the thing that
right.
I think with children and family is we try to do the opposite of what our parents did, you know. So it's
right,
like almost
right.
every other generation, yeah, every other generation is experiencing what the, you know, so say my grandchildren will be more like me and my children
yeah.
might not be so much like my parents, but they're going to try to be different than who I am. So it's interesting. I know that I exemplify to be like my grandmother, who was a beautiful metaphysical practitioner, very well known in her
wow.
day
in
the
wow.
metaphysical community. So, you know, it's important to choose a role model. And if it's not your parents, then it can be somebody else in your lineage, or you can just stand in your own power and create something even more magical.
Absolutely.
And it all stems
and we
from
also,
love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we also touched on relationships with women, like, say, our peers or our colleagues, our coworkers, how women
yes.
sometimes think that they need to compete with each other or try to be better than the other. And it's really not about that, is it? It's really, when you get down to it, when you love yourself more, we won't have those energies or those thoughts about another. We would just love them, right?
Exactly.
Love
exactly.
ourselves.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
I've heard from so many women about how other women are catty or unkind
right.
or backstabbing. And I've said to people, really? I don't experience
right.
that, but I do
right.
have to say,
and I don't
right,
either.
Four
right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but 4 years ago, I was introduced to a new friend who actually was like that. So I had my taste of what it was like, and I choose not to be in that energy, not to be in that realm of people. So
right.
when we learn
right.
self-love,
right.
and when we practice it, it really allows us to love, as you had mentioned, pretty much unconditionally. And as a result, we want to support our sisters and we want to love them, not just the ones
yeah.
in the spiritual community that are working on this, but
right.
every sister. Yes, we want to hold the space for everyone.
Absolutely. It's so important. So
yes.
can you touch on the topic of the power of connection, how we connecting with
yes.
ourselves or
yes well it goes back to it's amazing because everything I can bring everything back to love, and truly it is
mm-hmm.
because the synonym for God, the most powerful one that vibrates on the same level, is love. They're synonymous
mm-hmm.
and you know, the Bible used to teach that God was vengeful and, you know, that kind of stuff. I never believed that, even though I read the Bible as a child.
Right.
I never believed that. I always believed that God was loving,
right.
God was just, and God was kind. So when we work on our own issues and bring love into who we are, we lose fear. We lose that sense of
yeah.
scarcity and lack.
Yeah.
And what comes in is more love, trust,
yeah.
safety, and genuine
mm-hmm.
just compassion for each other. So really that's where connection comes from. It comes from
mm-hmm.
being empowered yourself. And really, we know, for those of us who do this work, the only way to become empowered is by literally taking the time to do this type of self-discovery work. Even if you're not as spiritual, you know, believe in a deity called God, but you believe in a higher
mm-hmm.
source or your own power within, you can still use and understand these techniques because it's all about your soul essence and who you are.
Absolutely.
And in,
absolutely.
And in this, yeah, and in this connection process, we understand that the holes within us fill up, the emptiness becomes full. We become empowered and loving and graceful. We want others to experience the joy that we've discovered and the clarity and the smoothness. So this is where connection comes in. If you have a friend, you know, say you met a new friend who was spiritual and beautiful, just like everything you ever wanted, and you fall in love with her and you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The point is you're
mm-hmm.
falling in love with a female as a sister. And to understand
mm-hmm.
that and support each other. When we fall in love with each other, even men, we can fall
mm-hmm.
in love with men as brothers, because what we're doing
yeah.
is we're seeing the qualities of who they are. We're seeing their self-love.
Yeah.
We're seeing their grace. We're seeing their intelligence. We're seeing their brilliance. And when we appreciate that in someone else, our lives can only be blessed and they can be smooth. This is why the power of connection is so important, because if we experience self-love, just as self-love itself towards ourselves, how loving is that to not vibrate it outward with our, you know, with our abilities to touch other people? We're being selfish and we're
Absolutely.
Wasting who we truly are and what we're here to do. And what we're here to do is to connect as spiritual beings. We
Absolutely.
Connect with each other on a soulful sense when we're in, I call it home. Some people call it heaven. Some people call it paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But where our soul rests with others and God, I call that home. So there we understand
oh,
what
yeah.
it's like to interact beautifully with people. But what we don't have is the physical body. And so here on planet Earth, what we're doing is we're giving up certain elements of the spirituality, which we rediscover while we're here,
mm-hmm.
but we're allowing ourselves this experience with the body, which means we get to experience more love, we get to experience more physical sensation, and we get to experience all these other little earthly elements that we have learned, you and I and other people who practice spirituality and love. We've learned that we can
mm-hmm.
shift and change our experience, almost like a video game, literally changing into
yeah.
another level or another form, or I choose not you right now, but I choose to go left and pick up all
yeah.
those nuggets and goodies that'll help me grow. So it's really all about our connection to the divine, our connection in remembering of who we truly are, and our connection to humanity. And it's really
Absolutely.
Beautiful because in these human bodies, we have a lot of struggles. So when we can get past those struggles and connect on a deeper level is when we know that we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing here, because within that comes peace, love, harmony, and everything else is
yeah.
in alignment with love and blissfulness and joy and happiness and grace and kindness. And you can throw
Absolutely.
In some synonyms there too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the above. I mean, I totally agree with everything you just said. I mean, that's so, so very true. And
yeah.
as I said before, love is a state of being. You just are. You become in it. You because the real essence of who we are is love. And
that's right.
It's just a matter of tuning in to that frequency and maintaining it effortlessly. Just become it.
Mm-hmm.
Just love yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just who you are. It's just who you are. Yeah. So how do we break the limiting beliefs about love?
Well, how we break the limiting beliefs about everything is to understand mindset and focus, which is literally a daily practice, just like meditation. So it's like being a meditator or meditating in action or in war or in, you know, anything like that. When you think about meditating while you're active or meditating during chaos, you become incredibly powerful, because what you're doing is you're teaching your brain, your mind, your spirit, you're teaching it how to work together to move past the interruptions and into the right thinking. So mindset and focus is about placing our energy where it most serves us. So we learn how to shift out of these ruminating thoughts. And I know everyone has experienced it, and I used to love ruminating thoughts, even though as a metaphysician, I knew that it didn't serve me and it wasn't beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to love on my trips, you know, when I would drive across country or drive up the state of California, which is really long. It takes, you know, sometimes from Los Angeles up above Sacramento, it could take a good 10, 12 hours, you know, depending on how many times you stop.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to love to create things in my mind. I used to rehash out arguments with somebody, or, you know, work-wise or whatever it was, but it wasn't based in love or harmony. So our mindset and focus takes us out of the conversations we had with our boyfriend, our lover, our husband, our girlfriends, our mother, our sisters, our business partners. It takes us out of those ruminating thoughts. I should have said such and such. Oh, next time I'm going to say this. What that does is it strips our energy from us. It doesn't produce love.
Right.
When we remove that,
right,
and when we practice on eliminating that from our thoughts and focus in on what we do want to think of, how to be more empowered, how to be more loving, how to serve mankind, whatever you want to work on in your thought process, that is when the belief system switches. But it literally is a practice element. It's something that you just can't wake up one day and say, okay, so from this moment forward, I am a mindset and focus expert. That's all. That's all she wrote. Take it away. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
It's just like every athlete who has worked, you know, hours upon hours every single day on their craft, becoming excellent, or a musician practicing, practicing their craft in order to become excellent, or a dancer. Practice makes perfect. There is a reason that that statement is there. So it's the same thing on our own personal level. If we treat our mind as if we are in control, divine love is in control, there is no room for wasted energy, such as thinking about conversations that should not have even taken place in the first place because they weren't placed in love. So it's really... Understanding breaking beliefs is so powerful. It's what takes us from one stage of being human into a stage where everybody says, what is that person's secret? They are pretty amazing.
Right.
And when they tell you, I can create whatever I want because I've mastered mindset and focus, that's a pretty
that
big
is amazing.
Thing. It's,
yeah.
It is. It's very
it is.
Amazing. And we utilize this in love as well, because from the moment most people wake up until, say, 10 in the morning, so you wake up at 7:30 or 8, by 10 in the morning, you've already told yourself off many times, even if you don't realize it. You know, we have to pay attention to what we say. You know, you look in the mirror and you're like, damn, I'm getting old.
Self-talk.
Oh, you look ugly today, or whatever it is, or you're looking fat, you know?
Self-talk, right?
And exactly. Instead of looking in the mirror and saying, good morning, how are you? You know,
looking good there, you know, or whatever.
Right.
It's all a conversation. What conversation, what belief system do you want to have in your experience? That's truly what it's all about. And it's not about lying or faking anything. We truly are beautiful, beautiful spiritual beings. And when we acknowledge and understand our own magnificence, our world explodes open into something really grand. And yes, it could be, you know, it's so funny because I talk a lot with my girlfriends about this, and it's called practical spirituality. And it's the way we live our life, so that the practical part is making sense every single moment, every day. You know, it's not about all the woo-woo stuff, you know. I can't even think of an esoteric conversation at the moment, but it's not about divine spirit comes and lays hands on us and blah, blah, blah. No, because nobody will understand what that means. We have to take action ourselves in order to move forward. So it really is a beautiful essence to break your own belief system and to be empowered. If you spend, I like to tell people, you start off 3 times a day, you can set your alarm for morning, afternoon, and night. And just for a minute or two, watch what you're thinking. Be aware when that alarm goes off, you say to yourself, okay, it's time for me to think about what I'm thinking. What am I thinking? Oh, goodness, I was just thinking about that conversation where I got in a fight with mom last night, you know, or whatever it is.
Right.
It really holds us
and
back.
Go
ahead.
We get those little triggers. We get them all the time. We just have to pay attention and just be present and just be aware, right? I mean, when you have those wrong thoughts, we have triggers like an alarm might go off, like a car alarm, or you might drop something, or the phone might ring, or anything can happen. You might get a phone call, get a text message, and get an alert that way. Those are little triggers, like gentle, some not gentle, to just kind of let us know that we don't want to go down that path of negative thought or criticism or whatever that is. And like you were saying before, you know, we want to get to that place where we can control our thoughts better and to focus more in a positive way.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, it really is.
It really is a beautiful thing, and we just have a few minutes here left on the show. Can you tell us briefly about Bella Mia Magazine?
Sure. Bella Mia Magazine is primarily a women's empowerment transformational magazine. So everything is holistic in Bella Mia Magazine. That means we have a lifestyle section where we have an amazing lifestyle director, Sharon Otness, who does recipes. We also have other people who produce articles and recipes, and everything is holistic and organic, and we have body stuff that you can create from the recipes. The main section is the me section, and it's about self-love, body love, and sexual wellness. And then we have a spiritual section called the new paradigm. So those are training articles, how to shift your consciousness and awareness. And as you know, Katina, it's absolutely a beautiful magazine. It's the artwork in it is beautiful.
Yes.
It stands above anything that most people have seen out there. And you can find that at bellamiamag.com and enjoy it. So
that's
beautiful.
Bella, B-E-L-L-A, Mia, M-I-A.com? Yeah.
Bella Mia Mag, M-A-M-A-G. So bellamiamag.com for bellamiamagazine.com. It's you know, Bella Mia is already taken by somebody else. Bella Mia Mag is about literally even looking at the words Bella Mia means beautiful me, beautiful mind. So the moment you open up the website or the magazine, it's already speaking to you. You're already absorbing that you are beautiful. And that's the premise of the magazine. It's simple and it's love.
That's beautiful. Now, if someone wanted to work with you as a life coach, love coach, we both share that ministry as well. I'm also a life coach and self-love coach. But if someone wanted to reach you, how would they reach out to you?
They could go to my website at miasaenz.com. That's MIASAENZ.com. Or you could write me at mia@miasaenz.com or team@miasaenz.com and ask questions, reach out to us. I am a love coach, but I'm also a love teacher. So everything that mm-hmm. when I work with clients, it's teaching them. It's not just talking, mm-hmm. but they have exercises. They, you know, all my stuff is done and created in programs. Everything is a healing process. We're healing the inner
wow.
child, the wounds from early on. It's really a magnificent program. I've had many self-love teachers take my class and say, this isn't anything like what I thought. This is like university level. And I'm like, yes, it is. Because we bring conscious awareness to it. Yeah, it is beautiful.
Absolutely. And it's so important.
It's wonderful.
So important.
It is.
Yes.
All of us doing this work is so important. It is very beautiful.
It really is. It really is. Thank you so much, Mia, for being a guest on the show again today. We'll have to have you come back on sometime in the near future. And
thank
you so much for tuning in to The Awakening with Katina Love. Namaste.